Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 253 of the Coolin' Out podcast. We are back.
It's Kev.
And it is Rel. What is good, everybody? What's good, man? How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. It was good to catch up with you yesterday. You know, you dropped through on me. You know, you and your girlfriend. It was a nice surprise. Had a nice, fun game night. Aside from that, man, I've just been good. I've just been chilling this month. Just really low-key between the weather, COVID, all it mixed in. Just been taking it easy, so...
Yeah,
it's rested, man.
That's good, 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 good. You know, I mentally told myself I was going to do that, and then things come up, but it's been brick outside, man.
Like, yeah.
This is like my first New York winter in years now.
Mm-hmm.
It's brutal. Like, I forgot how cold it gets. Like, even like me walking to the bodega this morning, I was like, holy shit. Like, it was freezing.
These last couple, too. Yep.
Yeah, and I told you last night, I was like, I don't have no gloves. Like, so I had to put an order in this morning. I was like, I can't be living like this.
No. Mm-mm.
Like, hands is frigid. I was like, I can't live like this. These temps, when they drop, they drop. It's nuts how fast it changed, though, also, because, like, December, it was, like, you know, probably, like, one of the most bearable Decembers in years. And then January came, and it's like, nah.
Yeah. Negative
the
degrees,
nines,
yeah. I'm like, no, that ain't for me.
It's nuts. We talked about this last night, but like years ago, like because both our birthdays are coming up, it's like years ago we'd be pressed to do something, and it's like obviously like the two coldest months in New York.
Yeah,
and we'd be standing outside establishments waiting in like 3 degree temps. Like only my young blood could handle that.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think about it this year. I'm like, charge it to the game. Yeah. Catch y'all in warm attempts. Yeah.
Yeah. Recreated it in May or something.
Yeah,
can't
man.
Do it.
Yeah.
It's like, I told you, like, I'd like, come on, it's like, either I'm going to, like, go somewhere warmer or it just ain't going to happen at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unbearable.
It really is. Ay. What can you do?
Where shall we start? You want to start?
Playoffs?
You want to talk about the games from last week now or talk about the games that are about to happen today and tomorrow?
Look backward and then move forward. Anything surprise you from the wild card weekend?
Let me think. Surprises. Not really.
Would you pick every game?
Probably, yeah. Every team that I thought of, because who? I mean, surprising. That's a lot. That's not a lot. Surprising is the Patriots getting blown out the way they did.
Yeah, against the Bills. Like, 30 is crazy.
I thought they were gonna lose, but I thought it was gonna be like a 13-6 or something like that. Like they just
too.
Josh Allen just had his way all game.
In the
cold, like just blew him off the field, like, and I was just like, oh, all right, I wasn't expecting this. Like, it went from like, I thought I was gonna like be watching that game for the whole 3.5 hours to like be like watching basketball. Like, I'm not watching this no more. But yeah, I think that was probably the only surprise. Who did the Bengals beat?
The Raiders.
I wasn't surprised by that. But yeah, I think that was my only surprise. But I mean, like every other team that I thought was gonna win.
You had Niners over Cowboys?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did. Not in that fashion, like the way it happened. I honestly thought the Cowboys were just gonna like fall flat on their face. Like,
oh, you didn't expect it even be close?
No. Like, oh, okay. I honestly thought that like the 49ers were gonna come out and like win like by 2 touchdowns. Like, and it kind of looked that way in the beginning, but like, you know, Dak just started coming back, and then like the way it ended was also wild. Like with the, you know, Dak running on a QB draw and then like sliding and the ref getting in the way and not being able to reset the ball, and then Tom just running out. Like, I was like, this will only happen to the Cowboys. So yeah, I mean, that's really it. You have any surprises?
No, just to piggyback what you said, the way the Pats lost. I thought a potential upset, I wouldn't have picked them, but I wouldn't have been surprised if they won. So to see the outcome, them losing by 30 was a bit surprising. I also had Niners over Cowboys in terms of lower seeds over higher seeds. Let me see what else. I thought maybe the Raiders, but I don't know if I would have picked them. So aside from that, though, not really. At the beginning, when I saw the schedule, I thought the Cardinals, Rams, but then the more and more I read, like, D hops out, I'm like, nah. Yeah. But I also didn't see them being blown out. Like, they lost by like 23. So I didn't see that either. And the way they put, they had Kyler.
Yeah, he looked.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked like he wasn't prepared to be out
there. Not at all. Not, it was just a horrible show between him and the coach, the team.
Yeah. He threw that interception and out of his own end zone, like out of the sack. I was like, all right, this game is over.
Yeah, that's the one thing I hope for this weekend. More watchability. Like,
yeah.
The Niners, let me see, the Niners, Cowboys, the Ravens, Bengals. And then aside from that, it's like, I remember last Sunday I put the Bucks game on. I turned it off. It was like, it was 17-0 for the longest Bucks. And then I'm like,
yeah. So that makes me a little like a little, I guess, weary. But it's only the first season, though. So I want to see how this plays out over time. Like the NFL now allowing an extra team into the playoffs, like, isn't so far at least like last week wasn't entertaining to me because like just the way, I guess just the way the matchups panned out, like teams were getting blown out, like it wasn't even close.
Yeah, I wonder how many years it's gonna take before 7 upsets at 2.
Yeah,
like this extra, I do wonder. I mean, yeah, this year the way it's shaked out, like the Steelers lucking in because the stupidity on the Chargers. Like, it should have been them in. Like, I want to see Big Herbert in the playoffs, not Big Ben. Like, not Benjamin. So, we'll see as the...
You got some playing in the background?
Oh, you hear that? Yeah. My bad. It's actually the ESPN. I hate their interface. It auto-plays.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst, bro. They need to fix that. Like,
for a multi-billion-dollar company, they take
Come on now.
But my
come
bad.
On, Disney. Nah, you good. I get giving away free promo. Like,
but now I guess that leads us to this weekend.
Yeah.
They know how to schedule because the games I really want to see are booked tomorrow, but all four are good. All four are good. If I had to rank them from 4 to 1, they'd probably be in the order they are, or maybe the most for me is tomorrow night, Bills Chiefs. The least for me is Bengals Titans.
The Bills Chiefs is the most exciting for you?
For me, on paper, yeah. I want to see.
Ooh. I think the one I want to see the most is the Rams Bucks. Bucks.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's the one I want to see the most, honestly.
I guess
I'm a little, the Packers and the 49ers, I'm a little nervous about that one, honestly.
For what? A-Rod?
For my homie.
Yeah, I am too.
He doesn't fare well against them for some odd reason.
Yeah.
His last two games against them, he looks like very pedestrian.
Yeah.
Like, And I don't want that for him. I just don't want it for him.
What are your picks?
I'm going to take Tennessee because, you know, King Henry come back.
I'm going to take the Bengals.
All right. You believe in Big Burrow or no?
Big Burrow, yeah, I do.
Nah, he's a monster. Him and his connection with Ja'Marr Chase is, like, insane. Yeah. How they just, like, translated that from college, like, it was nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to take him only off of the strength of King Henry. I think they're just going to, like,
nah, they're a better
play
team.
A lot of ball control. They're really not. Like, they're really not. They're, like, probably, like, one of the weakest number one seeds ever. Like, ever. But I'm going to take Tennessee, Green Bay, the same. Rams.
Same.
And the Chiefs.
All right, we got to talk about that Rams then.
That one really.
You know, Brady's a.
Yeah.
You know, you a different kind of individual when your team is depleted as is. You a 44-year-old quarterback against one of the best defenses that niggas is trembling to pick again.
How long we know each other now? It's been like 13 years.
Yeah.
It's been like 13 years. I don't know exactly, but it's been like that. Our entire friendship, we've been picking against
Brady. Yeah, and he's been shutting us up every single. Yeah.
Oh my God, it never fails. He's literally like always like just shows up when it matters, and we end up looking foolish.
I'm gonna say the Rams. If Brady proves us wrong, fine. I'm not even rooting against him. Like I'm fine either way it goes. But I'm gonna say the Rams. No, this has been years past. But I'm like, yeah, I'm tired of this. But now it's just respect.
Yeah, I would love. Also, I'm gonna say the Rams. I would love to see the Rams.
Packers.
Rams are. Rams-Packers in the NFC Championship game. I think that'll be a good game.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
I think that'd be the most entertaining game.
Brady Rodgers rematch.
That game wouldn't be the most entertaining. I think that would be the game that'll get the highest ratings and views.
It'd be more. You're right. It'd be more compelling for me, but not It shouldn't be.
I think just off of star power and like actual athletic abilities and like just the better teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like Green Bay and Rams especially are loaded. Like,
yeah.
It's just about what Matthew Stafford is going to do.
Yeah. How about Bills Chiefs? Oh, no, go ahead. Sorry.
No, Odell's been looking good.
Yes.
And you know, Cooper and them, you know how you give it up. Big Cup, Fantasy
Big Cup,
King.
Yeah, man.
Fantasy King.
He the one.
He is the one.
Oh, yeah. Rant. Yeah. Him against Devontae. That'd be good. Yeah.
Yeah. Put some respect on his name. Just because he a white receiver. Undivided.
No. He the one. No. He the one. He the one. He the one.
He goes crazy.
You helped me get my money back. He the one. He the one. He the one.
That's how you value receivers now.
He's one of the best wide receiver seasons ever. No, he's the one.
Yeah, he's a fucking monster. But yeah, so we'll see about that. Bills, Chiefs. I'm not going. The Chiefs,
yeah.
But I wouldn't be shocked if they lost, honestly.
No, definitely not. I'm not going to overreact to what the Bills did to the Pats. But
I'm not.
The Chiefs defense, it looked good after that initial, I guess, four or five game lose, but. It's a tough ask to contend against this Josh Allen, but Patty Mahomes,
My faith in Patty. Like, my only concern is that the Chiefs beat the Bills last year,
mm-hmm.
and like Bleacher Report posted this posted that picture again where like Stephon Diggs was like on the field while the Chiefs were celebrating winning the AFC Championship, all the confetti and stuff coming down, and he was like he looked like you know like. Like, very intent on, like, this is where I'm going to be next year. So, I feel like there's, like, that revenge, you know, concept in it, you know? And I hope, like, the Chiefs just don't come, slow out of the gate. I feel like the Bills
I would
come,
hope
like, ready,
they
ready
don't.
To play.
Because that would be just crazy. I'd hope they don't.
Yeah. I hope they don't either.
No, all good games on paper. I can't wait. But
there's a Saturday night game tonight. Ew, let's see. This is what I mean.
I love the playoffs.
Yeah. I actually have to go to like this event tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fam, the TV gonna have to be on.
Yeah.
I can't watch Aaron Rodgers on my phone. Ain't the same experience.
In 13 degree weather, goddamn. Good for y'all.
Oh, they playing in Green Bay?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an advantage. That
real feel about to be crazy.
That's an advantage to them. Them California boys, they ain't ready for that. 13 degree weather. Man, that was the Bills game last week against the Pats. Where yeah. It was like 7 degrees outside. Bro, there were dudes out there with like no arm sleeves on, like nothing.
Yeah,
I had my North Face on, my hat, like big puppy North Face hat, and couldn't even walk across the street to the bodega. Like,
I can't do it. I'm looking at they have the AccuWeather like link next to the matchups. The real feel of the night is at is 5 degrees at the start of the game.
In Green Bay.
That's why they earned the big bucks. Couldn't be me.
Could not
be me.
You know how like riled up you have to get to like not feel that?
I'm chilling.
First time you hit someone, the sting that must come from that, like
damn.
You get fucking hypothermia or some shit.
that's the extreme, yeah.
That's why they make the big bucks.
Yeah, it's nuts. The Bucks gain 60 degrees when they tip off tomorrow. Yeah, that's why Brady no one, different.
No one
went from that kind of weather last year and went up to Green Bay. His team different.
His team way different. They were loaded last year. His team,
yeah. Definitely his team. But yeah, it'd be interesting.
I like that game though. Like that it's in Tampa Bay, 60 degree weather, so then like the Rams aren't really at a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm,
like a warm weather team.
Yeah.
I like that.
The
Bills are playing at Kansas City, correct?
Yeah, it's 35 degrees.
That ain't terrible.
Yeah, so either way it shakes out. Oof. So if the Rams win and the Niners win, the NFC game's in LA? Is that how that works?
Who's the higher seed? Because
the Rams are the highest seed? The Rams.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So the Rams could potentially play the conference game and the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
It ain't. Well, let me shut up. I could
definitely. That'd be nuts if the Rams won this year, because that would be like, remember last year the first time like.
They moved? They opened?
No, last year was the first year that an NFL team that was hosting the Super Bowl won the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. So if it to be consecutive,
if it happens two years in a row, that would be nuts. Yeah. First time in NFL history that ever happened. And then the next year happens again.
Yeah, I always marvel at that. And that's like going to be like the 67th thing somebody brings up about Tom Brady. But that's nuts in itself.
That's nuts.
That's crazy.
First year down there, we playing in Tampa? All right, we winning it here.
I'll see y'all there. That's crazy.
That's insane.
And we betting against them. I feel good. I feel good. Watch next week.
Yeah.
I
ain't putting no money on it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I ain't putting no money on it. Although, you know, sports betting is legal now in New York.
I've heard.
It's actually kind of scary, bro, because like.
It is frightening.
Everywhere I look, like everywhere on Instagram, all that stuff, it's just like all these ads popping up all over the place to like entice you to gamble. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. But it's just like constantly in your face.
Yeah, don't lose your rent.
$1,000 in free bets. You know, never that.
Yeah.
Don't.
On your phone like, luckily, too? It's dangerous.
That's what I'm saying. It's dangerous.
That's very dangerous.
I don't have it. I don't have an addictive personality.
Mm-hmm.
But like I can see that being dangerous for some people. Like
dangerous.
We know some people. That can be very dangerous for some folks. Just on your phone.
Gotta hit that parlay.
I mean, some people make a lot of money off of it, but like, you know.
Good for them.
House always wins it.
Mm-hmm. In the end, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's only so many times. You gotta pay that back in blood. Good luck, y'all. Good luck. What a world we live in.
Yo, St. John's is trash. Sorry. Another game on the back.
No, do your thing.
Just I don't know why I thought they were going to win. That's the problem. You can't have expectations.
Did they win last week?
Against Georgetown, yeah, they did. But then they went to they won against Georgetown, but then went to Creighton on Tuesday, lost, and now they're about to lose Seton Hall. Like it's just this all year. Been saying that since 2009. Anyway, we got anything else on the NFL?
No, that's it for now.
Yeah.
So, I guess just going off your picks, that'd be Titans Chiefs for you and Packers Rams. So, what would the outcome of those games? What's your Super Bowl matchup?
Packers Rams. I'm gonna go with big A-Rod and them. And then you know my boy Patty.
Patty Mahomes. That's it.
Yeah.
Ain't about to fall short.
Yeah,
I mean, I would agree. I agree.
You got gunslinger. You got the old gunslinger versus the young gunslinger in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, if you get past the Bills, I can't. And this could just be not giving the Titans enough respect. I just don't see it. I gotta see it.
I don't
it
see
first.
It either.
I can't pick.
But my only concern is that the Chiefs. I don't see the Chiefs' defensive line being able to stop Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
like that's my only concern. But also, he's been out for a while with a broken foot.
So hopefully you got to go up early to neutralize that.
Yeah, because if you get worried, they can't just keep – yeah, they got the results. Yeah. Just keep scoring. Yeah, they can't just keep running. You waste the clock and shit, yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I love NFL playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, what is it?
NFL playoffs, it's just more exciting, bro. It's like one and done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one, yeah, we got the names. Yeah, man. We got the big three at quarterback all playing. I mean, come on.
Who's the worst? Matt Stafford, if you get it.
Chill. Tannehill. Oh, this is a fun combo.
Sorry. No. I already jumped to the next
week. No, count to six.
Eight. It's eight of them.
Yeah, I'm bugging. I need more of the coffee.
Anyway. I see. Break the six.
Oh, Jimmy G though might have something to say about this combo. That's a tough one.
I'm gonna take Tannehill over Jimmy G.
I would too. So I think Jimmy G is the worst. I agree.
Ooh, Jimmy G, Tannehill.
It has to be. Come on.
But
go ahead.
You think Burrow's better than Stafford?
I do. It's recency bias, but this last month, I mean, in these last like four games, he's had the back-to-back like 400-yard games.
Yeah,
he had last week. We're only talking about currently. So
I don't think he's currently a better quarterback than Matthews. Also, Matthew Stafford. No, I'm not giving that excuse. No, Matthew Stafford was leading QBR for like more than half of the season.
Nah, he had a down stretch to the season.
We'll integrate a new wide receiver.
All right, we'll disagree.
I'm taking Burrow and then Stafford, so we can flip those.
Yeah, six and five.
And then Josh Allen for sure.
That I agree with. Okay, this is the way it gets.
This is where it gets a little tough.
I know my
well, thing. Wait, as good as the like who's playing currently as well as they're currently playing.
Yeah.
Then I'm going Brady, Mahomes, and then Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I can't be mad at that. It's crazy. Aaron Rodgers, he's so good.
He's so good.
He really is. Yeah.
He's so good.
So in a Packers-Chiefs Super Bowl, who are you picking? Oh, my God. We need that.
I honestly would personally want Aaron Rodgers to win just because he hasn't won in so long and people keep giving him shit for it.
I actually do agree with that.
But I don't want Patrick Mahomes to have that stigma of him going to Super Bowl three years in a row now and only having won one, because then he'll get caught up in like that LeBron James argument. Like, oh, you got there, but you lost all this other nonsense. So I'm really torn on that.
You can see it now.
He's been to Super Bowl three times, but he's 1-2.
Yeah. What's it really been worth? Yeah, you know. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that I don't want it.
It's nonsense to me.
Yeah, because none of these things are promised. Like, he could just easily never make it back. Like, A-Rod hasn't been back since the first one, so.
Which was over a decade ago.
It's not like basketball where you can kind of, if your team's good enough, see them, like, getting. Football is just a crapshoot every year. So, yeah, if they get there, I'd have to pick the Chiefs. I'm sorry, A-Rod. But I do want. The way he treated his, if he just backed all this up, coming off his offseason, his
cocky behavior. That's why I want it. That's why I want it.
I mean, you really couldn't. MVP, Super Bowl, MVP, Super Bowl ring. I mean, the
clean inoculation. Like, as much as I, like, am annoyed, I would love that, though. Like, it's like.
That
it's
was
like,
the one thing that was, yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, all right, cool. Like, I was being an asshole and being cocky all off season and throughout the season.
Okay, and I'm going to contradict what I say, As I say, he's like 37. His window's way. It's like about to close. Yeah. Patty, you may never make it back, but you're going to have a lot of more cracks at it. So, probably agree. But I wouldn't be mad either way.
I'm about to throw a pipe dream out there.
Uh-huh.
Just throwing it out there. Aaron Rodgers wins the Super Bowl. He leaves Green Bay and comes to the Giants. Just throwing a pipe dream out there. And Devontae Adams comes with him.
Aren't they leaves, I could see that being a package deal. Yeah, he hasn't. Yeah, I could see that. No, I could see them packaging to their new team. I definitely don't see us. Huh. Nobody want us.
I dream.
Now let's lower it to like Russell Wilson. He won out. He like us.
Oh yeah, we were on this list before. We got to take what we can get it nowadays.
That's a fact. If Kirk Cousins said he was coming here, bring your unvaccinated ass over. Everyone's an upgrade over.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick say he coming.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
Damn, why is Daniel Jones so bad?
I don't know. Fitzpatrick, he usually a Hall of Famer for like 8 weeks. I'll take them 8 weeks. He always had them stretches.
Yeah, we'll take that. He might get us to the playoffs.
Damn, man. We are done.
You saw the last game of the season? Like Giants tickets were on sale for $6.
I did. Yeah, the owner had to come out and make a. Yeah, I wonder who we are at coach. We should go after Flores, but they're not going to do that.
We should, but I also think we should, like, get off the Belichick tree for a little while.
He's actually a good one, though. There's not that many good Belichick.
Was it like 22 and 23?
I guess.
I don't know. Like, I mean, yeah, I like him better than most too. But like, is he the best option? Who's the best free agent coach?
I don't know who the best option is.
Whoever the best option is, they ain't coming to us anyway. So,
yeah. Who got the most to gain from winning a Super Bowl?
Aaron Rodgers. No, Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Because everyone's been giving him shit, like never, like, you know, always, I guess, putting up great stats in Detroit, but not necessarily tying to winning. And then your first year in LA, you come out here and you win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Then he has the argument. He's a clear one. Was, you know? Yeah. And I say Rodgers after that. Because, he just hasn't won in so long.
I was going to say Josh Allen. That's a close one for me. Rodgers. I guess Rodgers. I mean, it's actual Super Bowl. He's talked about like an elite quarterback to actually win the Super Bowl. And I go through. You would elevate
especially
yourself
for Bills
a little
Mafia.
Bit. Yeah. A-Rod, because this is like arguably your best team. Like,
and probably his best chance.
And in a while. Yeah, that too.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know who has nothing to gain if they win?
Oh, Tom Brady.
Nothing.
Had to be Brady.
He out here just winning to win. Like,
he's just playing for the love of the game.
Playing with house money.
There's nothing more you can say. There's nothing more.
He's playing for the love of the game. He really is.
How much he got now? Seven?
Seven.
Seven Super Bowls. He has seven Super Bowls. Yeah, it's like, come on. So what do you say? You're the greatest? I was watching Undisputed, and they were like, he's not going to retire because he could potentially do a three-peat.
Three-peat, and then
would leave no doubt that there's no doubt already. I get y'all got to make compelling TV, but there's already no doubt.
Nothing. It reminds me of like that Kobe Bryant commercial with Kanye West, remember, like years ago?
Yeah.
When he was like, more. He's like, how much more can I have? And he was like, more. And then I forgot how it ended, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, this is already like beyond reach for every other. It's done.
Yeah.
It's done. When you got, you as an individual player has more Super Bowls than most teams as an organization.
More than half of the franchise, I think it was.
Come on. Like, but yeah, I agree.
First ballot Hall of Famer.
He's clearly dead last. Yeah. I don't really know what it does for like, you're not going to be elevated.
No one's going to be good.
Burrow, he'll get a leap. It'd be crazy.
Get a major leap. Yeah.
It'd be crazy if he actually.
Yeah. Because what, his second season?
That'd be way ahead of schedule. Yeah. That'd be crazy.
That'd be way ahead of schedule. Like, but the thing, that's the next thing about the NFL is like, yo, it really could happen. Like, you just catch a team on a bad day.
That's it. And you have a great day, and it's over. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, it's nuts. That's like the excitement and intrigue about watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Damn, a whole lot of passion.
Gotta give it up every now and then.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Where do you even start with these?
Basketball?
Yeah, Westbrook and them.
Oh, yeah, we should.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I mean, it's been an odyssey. Since the last time we recorded, he got benched. First, he got subtly benched. Where they're like, okay, final three minutes. And then this past week was blatant, where Vogel's like, you know, we're going to just play the players that give us the best chance to win. You're getting assurances from management. Vogel's job is on the line. That's pretty much a death nail. If you're being evaluated day to day, then it's the NBA where it's like 82 games and like you could fire somebody anytime. So I'm all over the place. I guess, is Vogel going to be a coach? Does Vogel make it to February?
No.
I agree.
Which honestly sucks because it's not his fault.
It's clearly not. But Rob's not going to fire himself. Rob, you've had a good run, but
yeah, these moves.
And even that, it's like, no doubt you got influenced by your two best players. So it's like, but I guess
they're also to blame.
They're clearly the, yes.
Yeah. Bron and AD are to blame for this roster construction.
I don't know. It's like even like all the good player caveats you give somebody. And what I mean by that is like, okay, they had like a shitty performance against Denver, I think last weekend, where they got blown out by, what, 30? Shellacked. Yeah, by 30 plus. It's like, okay, great players. You come back the next game. It's like you take it personal. And it's like Westbrook is just not that anymore. It's just not that anymore. Like, it's not even close.
I've never seen someone fall off like this. Like, I've seen, like, all right, cool, like, people fall off, like, as they age, you know, and just, like, that's not true. Because actually, no, it's not true, because Al Horford's having a resurgence, something like, you know, like a slight resurgence in Boston. Mm-hmm. But when he went to, remember he's in Philly, like, yo, you can't even make a shot.
That is like, true. That's
I feel like that's what I'm seeing with Westbrook. Like, it's because Al Horford, you remember that year, like, when he got to Philly, it was like, what is going on?
Nah, he was cooked. The four-point game, and I remember.
Fam. It was, and he was like, this is when, like, Embiid and Simmons were out, and, like, he got 4 points.
He was cooked.
But he's having a slight resurgence back in Boston. But, like, Westbrook is like, it looks like someone who just, like, has been in the gym too much and, like, just keeps lifting too many weights. Mm-hmm. Every shot he shoots is either way too hard or way too soft. Like
he shot the bank shot and it ended up at the top of the rim.
Damn. This man
it really didn't ricochet so many up. He shot it and it hit the top of the backboard. I'm sorry, the top of the backboard. Like
I would never want to accuse somebody of this, but it honestly, it gives me vibes of like someone like shaving points or some shit. Like it's like I'm not even joking. Like you're a professional, and like the blooper reel this year is insane. At least once a game, he's shooting an air ball or like shooting bank shots, and they're like hitting the backboard so hard they're not even touching the rim.
Yeah, he's just not the cliche. Is just not a winning player. He just needs his own team where the ball's always in his hands, and he can just do the crazy numbers. Like, I need to check his basketball reference to see the amount of turnovers he averaged. And, like, when he was putting up these triple-double seasons and stuff. Mm-hmm. He just needs the high usage where it's just him. He doesn't – because I can tell it's hard to adjust to LeBron, but it's I don't know how much he's trying either. You know, you can see he's trying to feel his way, but AD got injured. Obviously, you want him to play, but there's more room for you now. It's clearly the second-best player by name, by name. Like, you should have after Bron the most. But it's just not – your stats haven't increased. You've looked worse. They can't trade him.
What's that have to do with him shooting air balls and shooting at the top of the fucking rim, backboard?
His confidence is clearly being, you know, himself.
That has to deal with that?
I would assume.
Kev, I don't care how confidence my, I don't care how low my confidence is. Like, I don't, like, yeah, you got, your confidence affects your shooting and, like, your ability to make shots. Mm-hmm. But like not the way he's missing. Like obviously you miss, you go through slumps, you miss shots. This man is shooting air balls and like throwing the ball at the shot clock, like the top of the backboard.
He was actually good last night. I just assume for his standards, he was 18-11. 18-11-7 with three steals, three turnovers, a 47% shooting. He didn't attempt, well, he didn't make a three, or I guess he didn't attempt one.
Good.
It's Orlando, though, but yeah, it's the only hope now is, well, one, he needs less of a, maybe more of just staggered minutes where he can just do his own version, give him that, and he's just not the same. Like, that's.
But if his own version is shooting air balls or, like, throwing the ball, like, trying to break the backboard with these bricks he's throwing up,
yeah, right. He's just not. Yeah,
I don't know what's going on. Like, it's like it's fine if like you don't play defense or you know what I mean. But like, he's missing layups.
Like, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Like something is clearly wrong with him. He's like missing layups. I've literally never seen him get to the rim so much and just miss bunnies.
It took everything they had to beat for a while. That game was quite close with the Magic until they finally pulled away.
Yeah.
You needed Melo. Yeah, Braun had the 2020 Bucks. It's like, fam, unless AD's gonna come back like he was in New Orleans, like you got people wishing on pipe dreams to see this as a title contender. You need AD to come back like New Orleans AD, where he had those crazy ass box scores, 34 and 16s and four blood, like, and we haven't seen any of that. He doesn't even want to play center. Like, we haven't seen any of that. Oh, with that being said, when AD comes back, they should make the play. They should be a shoo-in for at least the play-in, if not a higher seed than that. Not higher than six or five or six, but
I have no faith in these boys. They're gonna make it, but like
even then, like, yeah, there's nothing that says that title that got a raise.
Am I gonna watch it though?
I'm gonna watch,
Kevin.
But my expectations. Yeah, you're right. They always lure you in. I gotta watch. If they make them, I have to watch. I'm sorry, I have to watch. It's playoff Bron. Assuming he's him. He's been what he's been this season.
I know, but even that hurts my heart though to watch him have to like exert so much energy.
I feel the worst for Melo. This is supposed to be his best shot at a title, and it's like,
yeah,
he's there day to day. Like, you know, he knows in his heart. Clearly right now, they're not a title. I don't know how optimistic he is that things turn around, but it's clearly not a title.
He shouldn't be.
Like, what's AD been doing? Oh, man.
I just don't understand, like, why AD can't stay healthy, like, at all. Like, every time this man falls, I'm just like, yo, every time he falls, like, my heart drops.
Sadly, I've just come to accept that about him. My more pressing thing is, like, why are you not yourself? Like, why aren't you good when you play? Well, and that's a testament to how good he is. I think he's averaging like 23 and 10 for the season, but it's like, you're clearly not playing your best. We need more. You're not yet. Yeah. Which speaks to him.
I honestly thought this season coming in, he's going to be averaging like 28, 29, 27, somewhere in that range.
Well, we thought that last season after the title, we didn't see it. We thought that this season.
I know, but that's why, because last season he had like that terrible, like rusty ass season, and I was like, all right, well, like maybe he'll like come motivated, and like all these videos, like he got married, his life was reset. You know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, all that bull.
Yeah,
it's been over a month now. He should be, you know, approaching. Oh yeah, optimistic about a return by the end of January. Yeah, we got to see. What is it? We're going to have like three more months. No, end of January. So like two and a half. No, three.
Yeah, it's not.
Whatever. I want to see what they look like with their new coach. Who's on their new coach? Who's on their bench?
Fizdale.
But yeah, it's no point wasting this much time. Like, they can't really do much. So I guess wherever you want to go with it. The point getting your blood pressure up.
No, I'm good.
I'm detached on it. When I can't accept they're just not a title team.
Yeah.
And like, I'm going to be looking at the Warriors or the Suns. It's like, it's okay from that perspective.
I hate to see Bron go out like this.
I do too. Like, it's crazy you're this good.
Wasted in your 19th talent.
Season. It's crazy.
Wasted.
Look, I did, but then you sobered me up. It's like, yo, he did this. This is his doing. So it's like, what am I supposed to say? You're right.
I'm saying he asked for it. So, wanted Russ. Why?
Wanted Russ. We gave up all that depth.
I don't get it. And to each his own. You know what I mean? They're millionaires. Man. But that's the vibe I get from like that team. Like, they don't hustle on defense. Like, they kind of give off the vibe like, I'm making money anyway. Like, that's kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm in LA.
Monk and if none ever played, why'd they sign him? Is he going to play this season?
I mean, I guess they thought he was going to play, but you know. But yeah, they're older. So like, that's what I'm saying. It feels like more like we're comfortable in life. We made money. We still going to make money. We live in LA. We live in a good life. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, like, three people can think that. Westbrook, because he's untradeable, so he'll remain in LA, and they're not going to trade Bron, or I guess not going to trade AD, but the rest of them should be.
I know, but I'm saying, but that trickles down from the top. Like, if your three best players are thinking like that,
Bron's not thinking like that. No, he's out balling. Come on.
Yes, but he also smoking mad cigars and like.
What more can he do? Like, he's doing more than you even expected. Like, the days of him, like, what, putting up
40, what more like, could he do? Challenge Westbrook. And I would honestly, like, that shit, like talk, like, every post-game interview, he's just defending the shit out of Westbrook and defending the shit out of Anthony Davis whenever they play bad, which is every damn night, basically.
Well, this is where we, like, there's nothing to be gained by calling out your teammates publicly, especially when you're LeBron James. I would hope in the background, he is having conversations, but there's nothing to be gained publicly. It's just going to be dissected and... Nah, I don't. There's nothing to be gained by publicly calling out your teammates.
Maybe you don't know that. Clearly with the direction that they're going in, there's mm-hmm. nothing to gain there either. So you see your fate already with where you're going. So why not try something else?
I just don't. I don't think it's gonna help. And
the man is shooting air balls. Like,
well, he's trash. That's on him to get better. Like, all he can do is you can't will somebody to play better.
He said he's trash. I don't think like he's trash.
He's just weird. He had 18 and 11, and that's a good game. He shot 47%. That's a good game. But watching it didn't feel like that. Like, we had it all in the background the entire. It didn't feel like that at all. That's the thing too. Like, if every time he misses, I'm like, it's just because I have that running narrative in my head. Every time he does something bad or turns it over, yeah. It's hard to even see his good games unless he has like a real throwback game, 30 plus triple double.
Yeah, but even then, I feel like if we saw that, we wouldn't appreciate it because he's not efficient enough.
Ah, if they won,
I just need to see a game where he's not like missing bunnies because I feel like. Realistically, if he hits the shots that like we're accustomed to seeing him hit, then we would get mm-hmm. over some of the turnovers, and he would easily have 25 point a night games. You know what I mean? Because like mm-hmm. he missed so many like shots and so many layups, which is like, yo, like what are you even doing?
No, that's true.
And then like oddly, like he'll like dunk on Rudy Gobert out of nowhere, and I'm like, all right, like
yeah, how old is he? I don't
Russ.
33.
Yeah, I think that's probably like a player who just relied too heavily on their like athleticism, and now it's waning a little bit, and you're like overcompensating for it with other things.
Yeah.
I've never seen someone just forget how to like completely even graze the rim.
No, I agree.
I wonder if he makes these shots in practice or like what's going on? When you guys are scrimmaging, is he missing layups and doing the same air balls as well? Like, what's going on? That would be shocking to me. Imagine practice just shooting these same shots. And the Lakers are just like, you know what? We should put him in a starting lineup.
I don't know. Like, you just got to hope for pipe dreams. Hopefully he builds off last night. Highly doubt it, but what can you do at this point? You hope you can't trade him. For what?
So you can't trade him.
Oh, okay. My bad.
That man making $47 million next year. I'm intrigued to see. Oh, my God. I would love to have John Wall right now.
At this point, yeah. It can be worse.
It can't be worse. It really can't. I would love to see. What his market looks like after next season. Like when he's actually a free agent again.
If he's still on the team, he'll become more tradable next because he'll be expiring.
I know what I'm saying. I'm curious to see like what his market looks like.
Oh, what when his actually a free agent. Looks,
yeah, that's yeah, true, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Word.
I'm really intrigued by that. With that 2023 free agency, I want to see what that contract looked like. Cause
yeah, gonna be some uncomfortable combos. Yeah, we'll bring you in for a six man role.
I'm about to say mid level exception.
Oh, man.
I'm really curious to see like what those rates look like. Jesus, Westbrook.
Yeah, I feel my blood pressure coming up. Yeah, let's
just, just change the subject.
So bad. Yeah, it's nothing to really.
They're so bad. Your boy KD got hurt, man.
Open up that MVP again. Steph is there for you now.
Why Giannis getting slept on?
I don't know. Let me look at these standings.
I don't know. Same great numbers.
He has a combo. Embiid's been going crazy. Joker's too low.
Not good enough, though.
Steph is turning a corner, but he hasn't been himself. But his team's doing well in spite of it. Yeah, I don't know why Giannis has been.
But the numbers.
Well, they're fourth right now. They're only a game and a half out of first. So that can.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like the East is cramped up right now. Like Philly's only three games back. Hell, Charlotte's only 3.5 games back, and they in the seventh seed.
Damn. Wow.
East is cramped up.
Where Laker watch at?
Lakers are in the seventh.
They fighting for that six. Get out that plan.
13 games back.
If y'all finish with the 5 or 6 seed, the season's a triumph.
We want them to finish in the 5 or 6?
I want them to avoid the play-in.
You want them to face Golden State or Phoenix?
I want them to avoid
5 or 6. No. Oh, you're right. 5 and 6, they'll play Memphis or Utah right now. You're right. I'll take that.
Preferably Utah.
Yeah.
The way Memphis
first of all,
playing.
You no, love Spider.
Nah, I love to hate on them.
You told me Spider Young D Wade.
Nah,
they
falling apart. They keep slapping at each other. The two main ones. Go be
they
always slapping
each other though.
They ain't been the same since that COVID touch.
Nah, they were good last season. They kind of got over it.
And they coexisted.
And then this season.
Decisions are going to need to be made.
Yeah.
But hey, that's none of my business. Let's get them.
Spider want to play in New York.
Damn, the Suns got a 3-game lead for first. Still got the Warriors. But damn, that's impressive.
They good.
They're clearly the best record in the league. They are
they're
good.
They're good, yeah.
Damn. Dare I say they great.
They got something to prove.
I'm playing tonight. I got to watch more of their games.
Ain't a lot of games on tonight. There's 3 games on.
You clear away.
It's the Kings and the Bucks.
Big Goodell and them. Cavs. Clear away.
Yeah. It's the Kings and the Bucks, the Thunder and the Cavs, and then the Pacers and the Suns.
That might be on my phone while I watch the game.
Who?
The Pacers, Suns.
The Pacers are trash.
Although all these games are trash, but come on.
Although the Lakers did lose to them.
Oh, yeah. When the Lakers are off, I'm like, yeah, they're losing. That's a Lakers. That's a Laker hallmark. Get up double digits and blow it.
give teams their best punch and then hope they tap out.
Oh, damn. They traveling to Miami to get spanked tomorrow night. The Lakers.
Oh, they losing.
You know they losing that. Butler and Van playing.
That.
Yeah. It's
actually, nah. I'm going to give Bron more respect than that. He going home.
He going to be him. They going to lose in spite of it.
Nah, Bron, you know Bron don't like losing to Pat Riley. I think he might really muss up some super energy, put up a 50-point game.
All right. I can still see it.
Bron put up 50 and lose.
Oh, Utah Phoenix. On Sunday. Oh, Monday.
What's good with the Hawks this year?
Trey been balling, but the team just... Damn.
Because they didn't lose anybody.
They're not even playing.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't lose anybody. I mean, they just traded Cam Reddish to the Knicks, but like he wasn't like a huge rotation player.
And when are they... when's he debuting?
I don't think he's played yet, honestly, because he's been... dealing with an ankle injury, I believe.
Oh, he hasn't played the season?
He hasn't played for the Knicks.
No, I know. I'm saying, do you know when he's debuting for the Knicks?
I don't know. I'm looking at I'm saying because like he's been hurt. Let me see his latest injury report. Yeah, you see? 8 days ago, Tom Thibodeau said that Reddish, with his ankles, expected to be out for a while, but declined to give a specific timetable.
All right.
Let's see what his number's looking like. 12 points, one assist, two rebounds. He split to kind of
game.
Kind of disgusting.
All-star in a month.
40% from the floor. Jesus. 40% from the floor, 38 from three, and 90 from the free throw line. The last two are fine, but 40% from the floor.
Who minutes he taking? He cutting into.
Who's in our lineup? Randall Barrett. Who's in our lineup? Randall Barrett.
Fournier.
Fournier.
Robinson. Quickly.
Probably Fournier.
Who's our sixth man right now?
It was Derrick Rose, but he was hurt.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he's hurt. When's he coming back?
I have no clue.
Just need all the help they could get.
Nah, this is embarrassing. I should know our roster. I should know this roster. Let's see who's on this team.
Oh, yeah. Walker. Burks, quickly, Toppin.
But they don't, they, yo, Tom Thibodeau would be disrespecting the shit out of Kemba Walker.
Yeah, he's in today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah, and Kemba was balling those, like, you know, for a little stretch. They didn't even, like, play of the week or some shit like that.
What is it, injuries or his defense?
Defense. But what are you going to do? The man's, like, 5'10", 175 pounds. And you expect him to stay in front of, like, these you know, younger guards that are, like, 6'3", 6'4", 200-plus?
I expected more. Not an 11 seed. Ay, ay, ay. What can you do? Well,
what are they going to do? The issue is they're not talented enough.
Like, yeah, they're not. They need another guy.
Yeah, they need, like, an actual real star or superstar.
Yeah.
Like, Julius Randle being your best player ain't going to cut it.
Yeah, he tops out at, like, a B+.
Yeah.
On his best
Max.
Night. Yeah.
Max.
Most nights, he's, like, a B-minus, if that.
Yeah, you just got a bunch
especially
of dudes that
season,
just...
Especially this season after being paid.
Yeah, you just got a bunch of dudes that work hard. That's it. But no one who actually is, like, super talented.
Yeah. I don't even know what the coming free agent's looking like.
Me neither. Because it's scary to think that, like, how heavily they rely on Derrick Rose, like, when he was there. Like, why are we relying so heavily on Derrick Rose at this point in his career?
It's tough. Could have had KD.
So we asked for. Could have had him. And Kyrie. Ugh, ugh, ugh. And Harden, apparently. Who knows? What?
Oh, my God.
That
could have
been us.
Oh, man. It's been so much easier to root for.
What do you like, 10 minutes from Barclays?
Yeah. Hate it. Stop away. Hate it. Hate them.
Wouldn't dare go to a game.
Especially now. I ain't paying to see just Harden. Nah.
Harden. Oh, yeah. Kyrie came to play at home. Yeah, I'm not paying to just see Harden. You missed me with that.
Nah. He getting his number,
unless,
but he ain't the same. What?
When the Lakers come here on the 25th?
The 25th, yeah.
I'm taking Spark gonna be through the roof though.
Craziness.
Actually, not probably. They will be.
Lakers better get that win back. It's just hard. Well, it was just Harden that they lost to, so forget it. On Christmas.
But also, Patty Mills put up like 34 points, which is like, oh shit, put up. Oh my God, we fucking suck. You missed that. Sorry, this game is way closer than like it should be.
Nah, no worries.
And St. John's being themselves stole an inbound pass and then missed the layup. Literally stole the inbound pass. Dude had the ball very grim, put it up and missed the layup.
Ay. Anything else you want to cover?
NBA, basketball. Nah, I think we hit it all. This episode was pretty long. I don't know how long it was, but.
Nah, we had a decent amount.
Yeah, I feel like we gave them a lot, which we usually do every time we step away for a little while. Feel obligated. Here's an hour and a half episode. Oh man. I have nothing else to add. We good?
No, I'm good. Yeah.
All right. As always, people, you know the whole routine. Thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Have the full length videos of the episodes up there. Full length audios available everywhere. Podcasts are streaming, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, all that stuff. We're everywhere. Until next time, just cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.